If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. You may have missed this overnight, but sometime last night, maybe around this time, sort of, MMC for Public Safety, Councillor Dr. Mgcinichwaku, had a raid, actually. This happened in the Houghton region, where they were able to get about 90 undocumented foreign nationals who had hijacked someone's home. And this is obviously something that they got wind of through a tip-off. He is on the line with us. MMC, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Delano. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Talk to us about what you were able to find in that private residence.
Now, yesterday we had an operation. It was a tip-off. That there's some activity happening in some house in Houghton, and it looks as it's like there's a lot of sometimes people coming in and out, and unlimited number of people, and there's parties up until early hours of the morning, noise and everything like that. So we decided to really do the oversight, and apparently this has been reported many times for the past, I don't know, and don't want to embarrass my colleagues, but the past 5 years, they've been reporting this thing, yeah. So the person gave me a tip-off, said, look, it's the first time that I've reported this within a week, you were supposed to move in. I could not do that because I was in KZN, so I would have done with immediate effects, because tip-offs of this nature, I take them very serious, especially when you're, around, the area where there are people, people, the community staying, so I take those very, very serious. So we managed to find, when we entered, undocumented foreigners, others were hiding in the ceiling, and then others were hiding in the long grass around their house, so we had to collect them up together, ask them what's happening, where they're from. So most of them were coming from Malawi, looking for work in South Africa. So we told them that if you have to enter South Africa, you must enter South Africa with papers legally, because we have to trace people if there's the issues of crime. We must be able to, really trace them. So they understood that that's one of the reasons why they were running away and hiding everywhere. So the place was very dirty. 9 of them staying in that house, but the four-room house, roughly. So everyone was sitting sleeping in the living rooms, turned into housing. And so it was a high risk. And they were collecting, they were paying about a rent of about 1,000 rand a month.
I was going to ask if someone was collecting rent.
Yes, there's a person that is in police custody right now. He was collecting rent about 1,000 a month. So he was making some roughly about 1,000 a month, 100,000 a month. But there is a white guy that came. And then when he realized that, this is getting hot and serious and the illegal activity, he ran away, he just disappeared. So my guys could not trace him. That was actually a very bad thing on our side, because came innocently and asking and thought maybe one of the neighbors around. And then when he started to really comment that, this guy, he's been saying it to me that he received a rent of about 30,000 a month. He will give me 30,000, but he's making like about 70 grand or something. So you've got South Africans who are enablers of this nonsense. And we must put it up there, because it's really tiring when people are crying foul that we've got undocumented people in South Africa, we've got people hijacking and all of that. There are South Africans who are doing that, and also the white people. And this thing, we must say it out there, because it's irritating. And especially in bad buildings, there are a lot of enablers of this hijacking and this criminal syndicate is the white people hiding in Sandton and in Sandhurst everywhere. That one, it disappears. So he comes to collect every month, and we're still tracing Mahua, that person. I was very furious with my guys when John, when just arrived at the guy, we could not find it anymore. It's a similar to that guy. And if you remember, when we went to that operation in Delva, and then there was a person who was knocking that thing down, a building next to the taxi rank. The owner of that person is also a white guy. He drives a normal Corolla and then he goes to this mall there. So there are a lot of enablers of this nonsense. And it's really irritating. And people saying that let's close border, do A, B, C, and D. But at the end, they know that they are taking these people, exploit them, make them sleep in very dirty places, because they know that, I mean, if they stack them in one room, they're not going to complain, because, I mean, they are undocumented. Similar to, they are being used in factories there to do some very toxic, you know, very dangerous jobs and all of that. So, yeah, so that's what we found. I have to go back now with the EMS and close the area, because we need to take people somewhere. So I had to get, I've told them my HOD in the EMS. We've got some tents that we can build in it so that people can be taken out there, because it's a health hazard and it's a fire hazard as well, because 90 people is quite a lot, and there's illegal connection of electricity, all sorts of things, you know. So it's quite bad, man.
Was your operation supported by Home Affairs, by the SAPS? You know, were you supported in that regard?
Yeah, look, it was in the evening. By the way, Home Affairs has got limited staff, so they were not there. And then you had SAPS was there. We're working very well with SAPS. They've even sent some of the crime wardens that were there as well to really come and help with the operation. Where JMPD tactical unit and also the JMPD operation. So proper guys, there was a support there. But Home Affairs was not there because some of the things that we did not know what we were going to find, by the way. Yeah, well, the guys are still there because they have nowhere to really go. So we've asked the Home Affairs to really go to the compound and just go and profile people quickly so that all those that are documented can be processed as such.
Well, look, you know, I'm curious about the reaction time. This person saying that, you know, for 5 years they've been complaining, and when they then ask for your assistance, you intervene within a week. What's the difference between how they were reporting in the past five years and how you are able to react so quickly?
No, the thing is, I think that we are working now. That's what I was telling my colleagues, and they know how I feel about their response time. When I came in, I told them that the fire engine response must be less than 15 minutes as per international standard. Because I told them about the personal experience that I have of my uncle that was not saved and he passed on. So as I grow up, I said, if I can make a difference on emergency services, I will do that. I don't like people who take time to really go and assist. My uncle, they were driving back from a COSATU, it was the SANCTU conference in Durban, and their bus rolled in those hills of Mount Elif. The bus had an accident at about 12 o'clock midnight. They only got rescued at about 6 o'clock, and the majority of them passed on. And the response was very slow. So that thing is extremely personal for me. In terms of the response, I always fight with my guys that I did every second count, because I know that they said to one of the people who witnessed, they said that they were having a conversation about their lives and everything from 12 o'clock, and they started to keep quiet at about 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when they were starting to really die. So I tell them that response time on emergency services is very, very important, because lives can be saved. And I'm happy that the EMS responded quite very, very sharply under Andres Mamakuvele. He's the chief of police there. He knows how it works. We even went to the radio room and I checked how it works, how the calls are coming in from people outside and all of that. But we have to make a difference with JNPD. My, the chief and every guy, I'm not talking bad, they know how I feel. Every time when I have to use my phone, because the tip of majority of them comes to my phone, and I send to the chief, and the chief actually sends it to, you know, to the people there. And I told them that if we're going to, and I even said to the mayor, if you want to reimagine the city through the eyes of the communities, our communities must be able to get hold of us, and we must respond. So currently, it's that challenge that if I call, if I said to me that there is an illegal activity happening next door, will JNPD come or will SETS come? So the communities are saying in our survey, we don't believe you, MMC. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, so we want to change that. That's why I just gave my number and I gave this thing to the chief of police. I said, can you please make it? Let's go and check what's happening there, because communities of Houghton have been worried about this for some time. And then indeed he assembled the team. Just as simple to go and do an oversight made a big difference in the community. And then we've managed to check, you know, and everyone is coming out now. It's not even Houghton alone where these houses are sort of hijacked or something. They're in Bryanston as well. There are some in Sandton, by the way. People are coming out now on my inboxes. That no, here the owner, we've not seen the owner for the past 20 years. People started coming in. We don't know what's happening, and lots of cars and all of that. So people are coming out to really voice out these you know, issues. You know, there are things that, of course, we haven't done. You know, we haven't responded quite well because of the processes of the city, like that homestead. The homestead thing, where there are cows, you know, and you know, there are people who are mazamazam around the area, you know. So, but all in all, I'm saying that the response was welcomed by the community of Houghton and this house. There are a lot of them, and yeah, and I got hold at some point of the list of these houses from the infrastructure. It's the asset of the city. There are these houses where people, after 1994, they left, they ran away and fled. And most of these houses are in Rosettenville, Naturena area, Malba, I think it's Malbatin as well, down there, man. What's that place there? But those houses have been hijacked by the foreign national majority of them. I don't know how some of them got hold of the addresses and all of that. So it's something that you can probably dig on. There's been a huge crowd been attending to lots of those hijack houses, especially in Rosettenville. They hijack after hijack and after hijack, you know, so yeah.
Appreciate
that's
your
all
time.
I could say about it.
So can we share that number, MMC?
It's my cell number. my number is like a call center. I think people can use it up until, but we are working, but we are working on a sort of a system. We had to pay CASA, so it's done. We're getting our number. And my priority now, before probably the end of this term, is to ensure that when you call JNPD to respond, they are going to respond and all of that. But for now, you can use my number because I just automatically divert all those messages to the JNPD, to the chief.
All right.
And then they know that if the MMC, you know, send you that thing, I've got a record here.
Yeah.
I've got a meeting and said, what happened with this thing? Did you attend or not? So my number is 082-006-000-57.
MMC Choku, thank you so much for making time for us this evening.
Yeah, don't send flowers on or good morning messages. None whatsoever, please. Just state what is the problem. How can I help you? Give me a tip off of drugs, a tip off of hijacked buildings. No good morning, and or send me flowers or Well, good night.
Can I send you prayers?
Prayers are welcome. Prayers are, or you can just say, MMC, I'm going to vote EFF. That's fine.
Have a good evening, MMC. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.